Welcome back to another episode of This Girl Talks, and today we're going to break up. Mindfully, of course. I'm your host, and today we'll be delving into a topic that hits close to home for many of us. Breaking our addiction to our cell phones and the internet, social media, and all things technology, and reconnecting with nature. In this fast-paced digital age, it's crucial to find balance and take breaks to rejuvenate our minds and souls. It's time to get bored, people. And I don't mean the death scroll on social media. I mean turning off, turning away, and waking up to our humanness. So let's dive right in. Before we begin discussing ways to break free from our imprisonment with our cell phones and internet addictions, let's take a moment to breathe, unclench your jaw, and understand why it's so important. Our constant connection to technology can lead to feelings of overwhelm, stress, and even social isolation. You don't know what to do with yourself. You don't know what to do in the silence. Maybe you're young and you need the noise. You don't know how to go to sleep. You don't know how to function without everything making noise and buzzing and doing things. You get so bored and there's nothing going on and you're an addict, and it's going to be really hard and challenging. So we're going to start with baby steps. Baby steps to start peeling back the layers and turning off pieces of things at a time. Removing the stimulants and the distractions and reconnecting with our humanness. Research shows that spending time in nature, not 3D nature on the internet, not on your phones. Research shows that spending time in nature, outdoors, has numerous benefits for your mental health and your physical well-being. It will reduce your stress, improve your mood, boost your creativity, and increase your ability to focus. No need for energy drinks and pill popping and magic pharmaceuticals or mushrooms. There is an intense focus on the weight loss and pharmaceutical industry, especially on memory and focus. There's so many people that have ADD, ADHD. It's time to break free and recognize that we are slaves to the technology. Breathe. I want to explore some practical steps to start to disconnect from our screens and reconnect with nature. Step one, are you aware? Take a minute. Reflect on your relationship with your cell phone and the internet. Is it in your hand? Where do you normally keep it? In a pocket? Do you take it to bed with you? Is it always within a few inches of you? When was the last time you turned that phone off? Put it in a charger in another room? How much time do you spend scrolling mindlessly? How often do you check your notifications? The first step is to become aware of how much you're using the technology. You want to really understand the extent of our addiction so that you can understand the first step towards changing. And you have to really just embrace the word addiction. you might want to use a better word for yourself and say, oh, I need it for this, I need it for that. Are you using it for phone calls? Or is the phone your portal to the internet, to games, to connect with other people, to noise, to... Does it help calm your mind? Some people are emotional eaters, and maybe when you're stressed out, you go on your phone, you read articles, you play games, you play on social media. Just identify and make yourself aware. Step 2, digital detox. Oh, starting scary. We're going to get real small though. Set aside specific time every day. Start there, just every day, one specific time where you will intentionally disconnect from your devices. Start as small as you need to. Start for 5 minutes in the evening, a few hours, up to a full day on the weekends. Take time to engage in an activity that brings you closer to nature. Take a hike, go for a bike ride. Sit in a park. Go outside and look around. Look for beauty outdoors. Not to take a picture of it. Not to do a Snapchat. Not for social media. Experience life with using your five senses without technology attached. And if you have to start small. 1 minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes. Work yourself up to a point where you can take a full day and just live life connected with your natural environment. Flowers, animals, air, and no phone. No phone in your hand, not in your pocket, not in your purse, not within an arm's reach, listening to notifications. Really, really, specifically, intentionally disconnect. Step 3. Mindful engagement. When you do use your phone or the internet, make a specific conscious effort to use them mindfully. Set yourself a limit, especially with social media. Turn off the unnecessary notifications so it's not like someone's bugging you every 2 seconds. Look at this, look at this, look at this. Practice becoming fully present in the moment. Remember, it's about quality over quantity. You don't have to watch all the commercials and see all the ads. You don't have to see all the garbage. It's not garbage in, garbage out. It's time to start filtering for yourself and paying more attention to high quality content over all the content. Pay attention to what you feed your brain and your ears and your eyes and your mouth. Pay attention to what kind of quality content you're consuming and discard the rest. Go back to step 2 and take more time in nature. Go for a walk, a bike ride, a hike, sit in a park. Do something to reconnect with nature. Step 4. We kind of went around a little bit there, but step 4 is we're going to start immersing ourselves in natural surroundings. Make it a priority to spend time in nature regularly. Maybe it's a short walk during your lunch break or a weekend camping trip. Make sure that you're spending time in the natural world around you. This will have a profound impact on your well-being. Maybe at first it's going to be a little uneasy and you're going to feel a little triggered to go running back to play a video game or get on your phone. Oh, I haven't talked to anyone in a while. Oh, I have to send them this. I have to tell them that. Nature offers a sense of peace, grounding, and perspective that is just missing in the digital realm. So take time, make this a priority, and just immerse yourself in your natural surroundings. Step 5, community. Find like-minded people who share your desire to disconnect and reconnect with nature. Try joining a hiking or outdoor club, attend a workshop or a retreat, maybe organize a digital free activity with friends and family. Support and inspire yourself and someone else on a transformative journey to break free from technology. This is a tool for us to use to enjoy our lives. It is not meant as a replacement of our enjoyment of our lives. As we wrap up today's episode, remember that breaking free from our cell phone and internet addiction is embracing nature. It's a journey. It takes time and patience and a commitment to prioritize our well-being, but the rewards are immeasurable. Take that first step today and begin to find balance in this digital age. Thank you for joining me on this episode of This Girl Talks, Breaking Up, mindfully, of course. If you found this helpful, don't forget to subscribe and share it with others who may benefit. And feel free to send me a comment with others, questions. And until next time, take a break, step outside, and embrace the beauty of nature. It's good for you, I promise.